Hello.
Hi, this is Joe Barksdale calling in for. I know I'm a little early, but I'm calling in for an interview.
That's fine, Joe. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I was a little bit early myself. Hey, I already hit the record button. You want to get started?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
We keep it a little loose on the podcast, Joe.
Okay. Are there any rules or?
No, sir. Just be yourself.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm serious. No rules. If you feel the need, you gotta swear. You gotta show some emotion. It's all gravy, baby.
All right, cool.
All right, I want to get started. Let's just jump right into it, man. I have been looking forward to this for quite some time, Joe. And I want to thank you for calling into the podcast.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Man, first off, I want to talk about your album because I've been listening to it pretty much all day to prepare for this interview.
Okay.
And then on top of that, I'm a bit of a football head, man. So I gotta let's just start with that. Joe, you have been on my radar since Cass Tech.
Oh, really?
Real talk. Detroit is in the building. I don't know if you know this. I mean, you've been on my radar since Cass Tech, mainly because I went to Osborne. And so when you look across the field, you're like, who is this dude? And then from there, you went to LSU, and then you've been in the league. This is your ninth year in the league?
Eighth.
Oh, my God. And you was with the Raiders, the Rams. So Detroit is in the building. You know how we look at our own. And I was like, this is my man. Been doing his thing. So.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. For real.
Yeah. And the second reason, I'm being very thankful that you call on my podcast. I don't know if you know about this. I know it's in the league. I don't know how y'all feel about this. Fantasy football.
Yeah.
See, this year, you didn't know this, but I thank you. Dog, you got me a fantasy football title. You.
That's great, man.
You.
Terrible.
You did.
How did I do it?
All right, check this out. In the our final game of the year, it was on Christmas Eve, right?
Okay, yeah.
You battled a hip injury and got into the game, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you got into the game, you stopped a tackle. Phillip Rivers flipped the ball to Antonio Gates for the touchdown.
Who did we play?
You guys played the Jets.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And had you flipped or flinched or anything like that, see, I was playing against my brother-in-law, and my brother-in-law had, he pretty much, it could have, you know, that could have changed the play, pretty much.
Right.
And quite honestly, I'm not a mind reader. I'm glad you threw it to Antonio Gates. Then I had the Chargers. And then I had to charge his defense. And then after that, y'all mollywopped them boys. And then I walked away a fantasy football champion. So thanks. Second thanks on that again, man.
No problem, because my fantasy football team did terrible. Luckily, I didn't have much money on it. No, I'm just playing.
That's real, though. Hey, real talk. I put like this. Next time you in the D, Starbucks on me, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Hey.
I mean, I don't drink coffee, but I appreciate that.
Hey, you don't got to be coffee. You get a juice, whatever.
All right, what's up?
But, yeah, you talked about fantasy football. Y'all get down on fantasy football, too?
I don't know how many guys do it. I know a couple guys do it because, obviously, you know, we all have friends that don't play sports. And it's something fun that you can do with your friends. Like, I have a group with the groomsmen that were at my wedding. And pretty much the way we get down is, I mean, obviously first place wins a trophy, that kind of thing. But the real deal is you just don't want to come in last because whoever has the worst season has to go and get a professional makeup job done.
Oh.
And post a picture in the group.
Oh, our punishment is, our trophy is called the shitty.
Yeah, we have that too. Yeah, you got to take a picture with the makeup on with a toilet trophy.
Yeah, ours is a toilet trophy too.
Yeah.
In that pit,
I'm pretty sure everybody's probably got a toilet trophy.
That's
a trash can.
Yeah. Just something to say you garbage, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to report that in 3 years, I've actually won the league the first year. but I have not had to get a makeup job, thank God. That's really all I play for. It's the pride.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, like right now, we are currently in the off season. And I gotta, do you kind of like know, do you have like that inside track? Is it weird? Like, you gotta, you pick one of your friends to be on your lineups, or do you just not tell them?
Oh, nah. I mean, because at the end of the day, how can I put this? At the end of the day, football is gonna be football, right?
Like, right.
You know, and that being said, football is unpredictable. You know, you can have a guy, you know, go down in a game and his backup can come in and score 100 million points. And the next morning, everybody's pissed off that they didn't pick this kid up in free agency. Everyone picks him up and the starter's back. You know, but there's just so many different, there's so many different factors that go into games, especially, you know, fantasy football. It's hard enough to win a game in the league, let alone try to predict who's going to have a touchdown and who's not and that kind of thing. So, I mean, it really is a gamble. Okay. I mean, there have been times like where, you know, we have a certain game plan going into a game. You know, we're going to run, you know, ABC, XYZ as far as plays go. And then, you know, halfway through the game, we switch up the game plan. And, you know, the guy that you thought was going to have, you know, 3 touchdowns and, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, trust me, I know.
So, and because of that, like, I would never gamble seriously on sports, like, ever. Because anything could happen.
And you're right. I mean, like, they made a movie about it. It's called Any Given Sunday. And real talk, that's what happened. I got it. So, in real football, because let's just talk about it right now, you actually do, how is the offseason treating you?
Offseason's going good. I mean, obviously, you know, I dropped the album, and I've been promoting that. We're about to start playing some gigs soon. You know, spending time with my wife and daughter, and we're actually expecting another kid. And
my man!
Yeah.
Is that breaking news? Done.
No, it's not breaking.
I was like, you just broke that on the podcast? My man.
Nah.
I'm going to pretend it is. I'll get in my car and pretend it is, but yeah, that's what's up.
But yeah, I mean, that's, and you know, I mean, besides that, the usual, I started working on a book. I'm writing a book, you know, since I've come out with my story, you know, a bunch of people want to know about my life, my childhood, that kind of thing. So, I'm writing it in the style of Rude Jude's book, Hyena. Well, Hyena and Hummingbird.
Okay. I'm feeling that. That was a good book.
Jude, or do you know who Jude is?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're actually like best friends now, too. I met him like early in the offseason.
I've been rocking with Rude Jude. I was a little late to the party, but when he was on Shade 4-5.
Yeah, me and you both. The first time I heard him talk, I thought he was like some black California cat.
That's what's up, man. And then, from there, listened to him on and then just went backwards in his history since I learned a little bit about him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man.
That's one of the realest dudes I know.
That's what's up, man. And, I mean, let's just kind of dabble into it a little bit. You have been battling depression for quite some time. I mean, what made you come up and just feel like you want to talk about it?
After I was able to admit to myself that I was depressed and needed help, 4 suicide attempts to do that for you.
Damn.
But real talk. Yeah. So, you know, it got to a point, you know, I got a wife. I got a daughter who didn't ask to be born. You know, that kind of thing. And, you know, none of them deserve to suffer through, their dad or their husband committing suicide. And, so I really did it for them. I did it for my immediate family. And I mean, me and my aunt, who's pretty much my mom, her name's Gwen, but I call her Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
She had breast cancer when I was younger. And, you know, looking back on it, like, it was way more serious than I thought it was. I just assumed, you know, like, oh, you know, she'll be fine, but, like, you know, it's a terminal illness. And ever since she recovered from the breast cancer, she's been doing, you know, a bunch of service work as far as, like, talking to people that have just been diagnosed with cancer, you know, sharing her story and that kind of thing. And that also really inspired me, too.
That's what's up, man. And I just want to say, like, mental illness is like a taboo topic, especially in the African American community. I mean, was that a factor in the, like, keeping it under wraps for as long as you did?
Nah, because like I said, I didn't really realize I was depressed till about a year before that article came out.
Okay.
Like, people had, you know, different people had hinted at it and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's like, no, I'm fine. You know, I'm sad because of this. I'm, you know, pissed off because of that, or, you know. And, I mean, it turns out not only, you know, am I suffering from depression, but also anxiety. And, yeah. So, and usually those two go hand in hand anyway. But yeah, I mean, I guess I reached a point where it's just, you know, I don't want to live like this anymore. Tired of feeling this way. I know I have a long road ahead of me, but at the same time, I feel like I'm moving in the right direction, and, you know, that's what's important.
All right, and I imagine since that article came out, you've been getting a wave of support from your teammate, the league, a lot of phone calls, DMs, I imagine.
Well, I actually haven't heard anything from the NFL proper to this day. But, you know, we start OTAs a week after next, so I'm sure I'll hear something then. But I actually have not been in the facility since that article came out, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. As far as, you know, but I think guys will be cool. Like, it's not like I changed or anything. They just know something about me that they didn't know.
Okay. And trust me, in this offseason, we learned a lot about other NFL players that we shouldn't know. Not saying no names. Y'all,
what do you mean?
No, I mean just like some of the stuff that's been going out, like some players from other teams been going to clubs, wilding out.
Oh, you know, let me stop you real quick. The reason I'm asking is because as far as the media goes, like, I don't really watch the news. I don't,
okay.
You know, I'm not on social media really. That's my wife that handles my social media pages. And honestly, if it wasn't for music, I probably wouldn't be on social media at all.
Okay.
But,
I ain't naming names, but it's been.
So I'm out the loop. Somebody got arrested?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not naming names, but it's some people been wilding this offseason. Fuck it.
This is recent.
Oh, you want to go? I'll kick out one because we did talk about it on the podcast. Another member of my fantasy team. Two members of my fantasy team. Wildin', Zay Jones. He fighting Zay Jones from Buffalo.
No, I know what you're talking about. What do you do?
Dog, he just start wilding out, fighting his brother butt-ass naked. In the, like, he broke a window and threw his brother out of a window, dog. Wildin'.
Like bad drugs.
That's the first thing I thought. He on that ooh-wee. Because you got to be, all right, I understand people have disagreements, but I have never fought a dude butt-ass naked. Never.
Same.
Not once.
Yeah.
Like, if I come at you and I'm not wearing clothes, get help.
You won't.
That's real. That's a fight I'm not winning. if I'm on the other side. My man didn't even care enough to get dressed. I'm not winning that fight, dog.
The scariest thing is, like, what if you took off all his clothes?
It's all messed up, however you slice it. Like, yeah. How have you come across? Yeah.
I mean,
so,
how do you explain that? Like,
you don't. He's been quiet about the whole thing. However, the video got out, and like that's what I'm saying. Like, you coming in there, and you got your thing where people like looking at you. I kind of think you coming in, ain't nobody looking at you that tough. They probably looking at Zay like, at least you didn't go out like Zay, dog.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't.
I checked. We did our homework getting ready for this interview. You was fully clothed in every media appearance. You was fully clothed. I dig it. Sometimes your hair was to the back, sometimes it's to the front, but that's about it. Sometimes you had on glasses, sometimes you didn't. That's about as far as it went.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'll probably look into that as soon as we get off the phone.
Oh, there's more that you missed. I just threw out the Robbie Anderson thing. Like I said, people
what
been wild.
Him?
Apparently, he got into something. They just dropped the felony charges.
Oh my God.
Oh, like I said, it's hype. It's hype out here in these streets, man. So it's
that's crazy. The thing that pisses me off though is like, first of all, I understand people got arrested and all that other kind of stuff, but and I already know, you know, fans. I'm mm-hmm. using quotation marks are probably talking shit like, oh, you know, all the leagues, you know, is like that. Like, you know, you take a couple guys, and people gonna make mistakes at the end of the day. I'm not judging anybody.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just think it sucks how it affects us all because, you know, like, many are punished for mistakes of the few, which I think is bull, but whatever.
No, because it gives you guys an unfair stigma, and that's
exactly.
just... And, like, it's almost like that thing, like, oh, these guys think they better than us, so they could they think they're above the law. Then it's a circle.
Yeah.
Then you guys
These same dudes that are going back in the communities, giving the kids, talking to kids, you know, putting up doing community service events. See, no one wants to talk about that shit. All they want to talk about is, you know, the four or five people that got arrested. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I totally understand. That's why, like, I don't know how deep you go into my podcast. I try to be fair and balanced. I like having people. If you wilding out, that's one thing. But like you yourself. I wouldn't, like, right now, you, for the Racing the Stigma Leadership Awards. I mean, through your struggle, man, you didn't help so many people out. You didn't help people, you gave back. Because sometimes, you got to be that thing, you got to be that conduit, where it's just sort of like how you took it upon yourself to say, like, I need to talk about my thing. And by you talking about your thing, you didn't help out a bunch of other people. I read the pages, I look at... Like, you are helping people.
And that was the goal from the beginning, man. It was never, honestly, it was never about me. It was about, you know, making sure that other people, one, like you were talking about raising awareness, but also just trying to make sure that other people didn't get to that place. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I want to just kind of get into, I got to talk about this album, man. I listen to it. I'm digging it. Man,
oh, really?
You got a little bit of everything. You got elements of soul, jazz, a little funk. You got gospel in there. I heard that Joy Bells cover. like a little bit of that early 90s grunge alternative rock feel, man. Like, it's just like one big blender. I got to know, have you always played? Have you always been playing?
Nah, I will have been playing for 4 years at the end of this year.
Really?
Yep.
4 years?
4 years.
Please.
At the end of this year.
So, we really at 3 3/4 right now.
Yep.
Alright.
Yep.
What made you pursue it?
Honestly, I started learning to play the guitar just to, you know, it was something to do. To get over a death that I had experienced during the season, and you know, I mean, just like anything that you start off with, you know, you get a little frustrated at the beginning. You know, the beginning is always the hardest, and you know, I was about to quit, and I remember I got on YouTube and I looked up. You know, I had always heard about this cat named Jimi Hendrix. Never heard his music, never seen him play. So, you know, I typed it up on YouTube, see what this dude was about. Saw a live Hendrix performance, and from that point on, my goal was to get people to feel the way that I felt when I watched that movie, when they see me play or hear me play.
Oh my God. I gotta know. Like, Jimmy, like, talk about being late to the party, but Jimi Hendrix, I gotta know, was it a certain song? Was it something that just stuck out?
It was Hey Joe. He played it live at the Monterey Pop Festival. That was the YouTube video I saw. The dude looked so cool. He looked so calm. He made playing the guitar look so fun. He was doing so much cool shit. And, you know, I said to myself, I want to be like that. I want to be that guy. I want to, because, I mean, he's known as one of the most prolific musicians ever. And, like I said, ever since I saw that video, it's been my goal to be one of the most prolific musicians of my generation, which would make me one of the most prolific musicians ever.
Word? Okay. Yeah. I hear you.
That's the goal.
And word around town. Now, stop me. This is the point where I've read the internet. And I know the internet, they got fake news. I don't know if you heard that one, but it's out there. Now, word around the campfire is that Jeff Fisher, the coach, your former coach, pushed you into playing guitar.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, he was there for the stuff. I mean, the dude that died, his name is Charleston Fobbs. He was, in short, like my dad. Just how I said my aunt is like my mom.
Right.
He's like my dad, and... you know, without him, I would have never gotten to college. I would have never got scholarships in high school, you know, any of that. And he died the week before my first start at right tackle in the league, the week of my first start at right tackle in the league. So, I mean, you know, it's hard to deal with.
Right.
Especially during the season. It's like, and you know, the team, it's like, hey, sucks that he died, but you gonna be able to play on Sunday, you know? And you don't really get time to grieve or anything like that. They did let me go to the funeral, but, you know, I mean, you're so busy doing football that, you know, next thing you know, the season's over, and now you're just alone with your thoughts. And I guess, you know, Jeff saw that, and he asked me to come talk to him after my last meetings, you know, at the end of the season. And, you know, he asked me what I was doing in the offseason. I told him I didn't know, and he's like, well, you know, You should look into the guitar. My son plays guitar. Well, he started out by saying an instrument. You know, I reminded him a lot of one of his sons. And he was saying, you know, you should look into an instrument. My son plays guitar. You know, maybe you could start there. And, yeah, that's how it happened.
Man, that's pretty cool. I dig the cool origin stories. And little side note to Jeff Fisher, this cat... he is a championship maker, so you may be looking at their aspirations of Hall of Fame and all that stuff. That may happen. Last time I checked, his last two quarterbacks played in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
So, and now he's telling you with the music, and you come out with a banger. Jeff Fisher is like the success whisperer. I mean, like, this is what's happening.
You're right.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I mean, and he's a great dude. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, the media's gonna dog you. And I know, you know, he had been catching a lot of heat as far as, you know, what people were saying. Guys turned on him, you know, when he left the team. But, I mean, just a great dude. And, you know, yeah.
I asked this question very selfishly, and I don't know if you know the answer. But does Jeff Fisher know anything about podcasting? Just throwing it out there. And I'm protecting my own interest at this point. Because if you come out...
I honestly don't know.
But back to the album, man. Like you learn how to play guitar, but you a big dude. What do you use? A Fender? Gibson?
Yeah, I use a Fender Strat.
Is it custom?
Yeah, it's custom made.
I figured. Because I don't know if you noticed or not. What are you, 6'4", over 300 pounds? 6'5". So a normal, you know, one that you buying off the shelf probably look like a toy.
No, it's the size of a normal one that you buy off the shelf. That's a Strat that I'm holding in the, on the cover of the album.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just figured that was custom because, you know, you come in with the Strat, you're a bigger dude, so it's going, you know, it just kind of optics, it look weird.
Well, I mean, I think people forget, like, you know, John Mayer's like 6'4", and Gary Clark Jr. is like 6'6", 6'7". So, I mean, there's people that play guitar, you just don't notice it, because, you know, all you see is them playing it. You don't see, like, John Mayer playing a guitar, and then, like, right to the left of him, it's like the average-sized person holding the guitar, too. You know
yeah, you got, yeah, you, honestly, he is on tour this summer, if I check out a show. Now I'll take a look at it. Because now I got a new perspective. Yeah, you just hit me with some real stuff, man.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, I never really, like, look at it that way. But, like, I listen to the songs. A few covers in there. But a lot of the songs, man, I'm a lyrics dude. They coming from, And at any given time I'm wrong, just tell me. It sounds like they're coming from like a very personal place, like Journey to Nowhere. Some about is that coming from
all
that,
my music comes from a personal place.
Okay, please. That stuck out the most, Journey to Nowhere. Is there a certain meaning to that one?
Yes, I mean it's about the depression, the suicidal thoughts about feeling like, you know, feeling like an outcast everywhere you go, you know, just being different than everyone you're around, wondering where you're going, where you're headed, but at the same time, not being super excited about where you're going because where you've been has been pretty shitty. So,
right,
yeah.
Okay. And I looked this up. I know you have shown, if you haven't done all so already, you're a great guitarist. Especially, you ain't even at the 4-year mark and you doing this. But I also heard you play the sax, man.
Yeah, I used to play the sax when I was in middle school. I was in a middle school band. Yeah. It's funny. I actually, the saxophone, so we had a, we played a concert at Pershing. Don't ask me how this happened, but I will never forget. I don't think to this day I've ever been more scared than I was pulling up outside of Pershing. Like, three dudes was getting arrested as we were walking in.
No, that's typical Pershing.
Yeah, like, the school on the inside, like, I just remember thinking, like, people go to school here? Like,
once again, but, typical Pershing. Yeah. I've had that feeling myself.
Yeah, I was scared. But, yeah, I played in the band in middle school.
That's what's up. You ever thought about dusting it off, seeing if you still got it?
Oh, I don't even own a saxophone anymore.
You didn't own a guitar 3 years ago. I mean,
that's true. But no, I did. I'm full speed ahead on the guitar. I mean, the saxophone is a lot more maintenance. And you're talking about, you know, an instrument where you got to clean your own spit out of it and the reeds and all that. I'm straight on that.
I feel that. Now, here's something else I read. Josh Lambo also play guitar. Y'all ever just jam together? Does it come up?
It's funny. He came over and jammed last year in the off season, and I dropped an amp on my foot like halfway through the jam.
Oh, man.
I kept it super cool. You know, Josh was like, "You good, man?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good." You know, we finished the song or whatever, and then eventually he left. As soon as he left, I started screaming in pain.
Oh, come on, man. A lot of icy hot on that foot, dog. Because amps, those are not the lightest things.
They're not. And I mean, at the end of the day, the foot was fine. It was a bruise.
That's what's up. I know I kept you a little bit longer than what we promised.
Oh, it's fine. I got time.
Okay. All right. Can I ask a few fanboy out questions of the league? I try to ask this. We had a few football players on the league before. I mean, but I from the league and past and present. But I gotta ask these questions because, first of all, starting off, what was your "Oh shit, I'm in the league, I'm in the NFL" moment? Like, what was it?
My first practice. I came in during the lockout. So my first taste of the league came in football camp. And I remember calling my agent after the first or second practice, and told him, like, "We're going to have to give these people their money back because I can't play here. I can't play in the league, you know." I mean, everything was just so fast, and, you know, I just felt like, I felt like I was a senior citizen trying to play basketball with a bunch of, park legends. I mean, it was bad, man. Like I said, it was to the point I called my agent and said, I can't play in the league. Like, I cannot, you know. So that was my first welcome to the league moment.
When you look across the field now that was 8 years ago. So now, with all the knowledge that you have, when you look across the field, and you see defensive players, who is it? No particular order. If you could name some players, where you just looking across the field, like, "Oh my God, this is going to be a long day, because I got to deal with this dude."
Everybody's blockable, and I think
I like that.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, I think when people start looking at it like that, because if we're going to be honest, I'm playing right tackle in the AFC West. That's Justin Houston twice a year, Von Miller twice a year, Khalil Mack twice a year. That's six games with, mm-hmm. with Pro Bowlers. If I'm sitting here, you know, psyching myself out, then what's going to happen when I, you know, start playing these dudes? You get your ass kicked. I mean, you see it all the time. You see guys on, you know, offensive linemen or something that'll be playing against, like, Julius Peppers or something. You know, they'll tell, you know, the media, oh, I've always been a big fan. And he come out there and work your ass. And, okay. You know, I've never been into that. Like, never been into that. My thing is always, you know, how do I get it done? I hate people that complain. I hate people that make shit seem impossible. And I've always told myself I'm not going to be that person. I let somebody else be average.
All right. And speaking of that, I dig that. I love that energy. And... you nailed it. You do play these guys twice a year. You know, you don't think about it, but when you, like, once again, when you're on the field and you just kind of like doing your job, and I don't know if you notice this far into this podcast, I am a Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame smack talker. I'm smack talker Skywalker.
Oh, that's real.
Who on the field? I gotta know who. Like who? I feel I'm going into the Hall of Fame of smack talking. But I gotta know who on the field is one of the biggest smack talkers. When you just thinking, dude, shut up, dude.
Honestly, I think I've gotten a reputation like dudes know I'm not about that shit. So
you pretty cool.
I'm not. Because I don't have time, like, usually I'm trying to figure out what the play is to get some water. One of them two things.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else outside of that, you know, that's not my business. So I haven't really heard anyone talk shit to me. I will say the Oakland Raiders fans as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Like, I remember when we beat the Raiders this past year, and I'm walking, you know, back in the locker room looking at the fans, like, where the fuck y'all at now? Y'all sitting here screaming all this other stuff. What's good? And this woman like threw some popcorn at me, and I'm like, "That's fine. You really didn't need to eat more anyway."
Ooh.
Oh, I got this wife and husband kicked out of the game in Jacksonville. So I was on the visiting team and got home team fans kicked out the game, and it went into overtime. I know they were pissed. This woman started looking at her media guide, and I was like, "What are you looking at your media guide for? You can't read."
Ooh.
But the best smack talk line I've ever heard was back in 2015. We were playing the Raiders. It was Christmas Eve, Thursday night. One of the Raiders fans was talking trash to our center. And this man straight up said, I guess he was sitting next to his wife. He was like, is that your wife next to you? Why don't you shut the hell up before I get her what she really wants for Christmas?
Woo! Oh! Oh, you can drop the mic on that one.
I'll never forget it. That dude got so quiet. He said, I get your wife what she really wants for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness, man. That's how you do it. That's the clap back of the year. That's going to be the best thing I hear all night, man. But, like, and lastly, I only assume, and if I'm wrong, like I said, please tell me, like, you do what you love. I've been rocking with you since Cass Tech. So, is there a person or is there a team or some of the guys we fantasied up, you know what it is, on a Monday night or Thursday night or a bye week where you could sit back and you could just watch objectively? Is it some you know, players out there that stick out to you like, man, I just want to sit down and watch that game?
No.
Okay.
What? I mean, the way I see it is, if I'm sitting here watching somebody else, that's time I could be, you know, focusing on me. I hate watching sports. Because at the end of the day, the game's going to end. The team is going to win and the team's going to lose. And I mean, I'm not saying sports is insignificant because it's really interesting to watch. But you think about it, like at the end of a game, I mean, even if your team wins, like, you know, an hour later, you're going to be doing something else. I mean, who were the hot athletes when guys like Beethoven and Mozart and Einstein were around? Nobody knows because there's always going to be more hot athletes.
Mm.
So, you know, because of that, you know, I don't watch sports.
I would. I mean, like, we talk about it here. Like, it's hard for people to bring their work home. And yeah. I only imagine.
No, a lot of guys watch sports. Like, you'd be surprised. A lot of guys, like, they'll go home. I mean, we'll be at the building for like 12 hours. All right, y'all, you know, I'm going home. What y'all about to do? You know, I'm chilling. Oh, I'm about to go play some Madden. I'm about to go watch. What? We just left. Like, what? But, I mean, some people, honestly, man, that's all that they have. That's all that they know. I mean, you know, there's
I
guys
get that.
In the league.
Yeah, I just think it'd be weird, though, to play as yourself in Madden. Or even worse, play as someone else beating you in Madden.
Yeah.
It's like a head trip.
I agree.
All right, but, man, I want to thank you so much, Joe. I want you to keep going. Must excel. Stay healthy. I want you to take this boy from the NFL Hall of Fame to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, my man. And do you mind if we play a couple cuts on the podcast so people can know? Because we said it at the start. You could get it. It's pretty much anywhere you can get music. Amazon, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify,
yeah, Google Play. You can go to the website, anywhere.
But, yeah, we'll play a couple cuts so people can hear that funk. And who knows, man? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You got all
It's not who knows. It's just a matter of time.
I like that. I love that. You got Jeff Fish on your side, and quite honestly, that's pretty much all you need. But it doesn't hurt. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much all you need. You're right.
And it doesn't hurt that your initials are JB. Do you know what I mean? JB's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Jeff Beck.
James Brown. Joe Bonamassa. Jeff Buckley.
Yep.
Jimmy Buffett.
Massa had the same publicist.
Man, there we go. Jeff Fisher made another one. My man Jeff made another one, man. But thank you so much, Joe. And I'm not playing. This is not your last time on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. And if you in the D, Starbucks, doesn't necessarily have to be coffee. It's on me, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, man. Thank you for having me. Look forward to coming back.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm smiling from ear to ear, man. All right, man, good luck this season.
Thank you, man.
All right, I'll holler at you.
All right, peace, brother.
Yeah.